Hello friends, we will now study chapter 18, e-commerce marketing. The buzzword for today, what is e-commerce if you were to understand? It's a practice, online world which is being there, using online world for your promotion purpose. Promotion purpose is done how? By generating lot of traffic. Traffic towards your platform through which you are selling. So that is your online store. And thereby, you convert visitor into your paying customer. And not only that, subsequently, you are striving to retain them. So that's a complete definition of e-commerce. Now, objective with which it has been done is to, of course, have your digital property through which you are selling should get enough of traffic from various channels. So that is what is it is meant to be doing it. The objective is, of course, to create a digital platform which will help you to sell, but that e-commerce is responsible to generate traffic. The elements, of course, are awareness, acquisition, conversion, and retention. So create an awareness, traffic will come, then get into acquisition, and then conversion. So lead generation, conversion, and then subsequently retain them. So nature of e-commerce, of course, this is few aspects of it that we need to understand. It's very dynamic. Technology is evolving. Each platform that you are currently using are offering newer feature. Each platforms are changing their algorithms in the back end. So each platforms are coming out with newer and newer package. Therefore, you need to be aware of what is changing. So dynamism, it's all data driven. The platform and their algorithms, etc., relies heavily on the data analytics. Now, your platform or your digital property should understand this, which is essentially influenced by the consumer behavior. So you should have a focus on consumer behavior, not essentially the algorithm side. Yes, important to know. But once you understand the consumer behavior, everything that you do in a way that consumers are always encouraged to come engage with your platform, that itself will improve your data analytics, and therefore algorithm will try and then support you. All your other channels that you have created will then fructify for you. Customer centric, of course, it has to be very, very centered onto the customer requirement, changing customer behavior, and therefore it should not only address the changing behavior, but it should study the pattern, the change in the shopping pattern, etc. So if I had to give you a simple example, Walmart, as I understand, prints daily something like 7 million different varieties of invoices. Now, how this is happening is, suppose you have been buying certain standard item, but one fine day you bought a baby care product. Now, their system algorithm will determine that there is something new that has happened. So your printed invoice will have in the free area, what they call where the variation takes place, new baby product related information. So this is what is the customer centricity. The scope of e-commerce marketing, how or the what bandwidth or what does it cover? So it encompasses various strategies and includes various channels through which you are connected to your selling portal. So key areas are digital awareness. Of course, you have to create lot of awareness about your online selling shop availability, for which then earlier, as we have studied SEO and search engine marketing, we have studied that content marketing, entire strategy part, email marketing, entire strategy part, social media marketing, influencer marketing, we have studied this. What we have not studied is an affiliate marketing. So that is what I'll just try and explain you. Affiliate, as the name suggests, it's a strategy wherein you have individuals who wants to promote your product through their own digital channel, through their own created digital channel, which may have some lakh, 2 lakh, million followers. So now you encourage them to write about your product, comment about your product, demonstrate your product, show how to use it, your product. Those kind of videos these people make, bloggers to write about your product. So in which they insert your specific product shop, e-shop link, etc., or place from which they can buy that particular product. And when using that link, you go over to that shopping site and purchase it. this affiliate, known as a person who through his content promoted you, is known as your affiliate, and affiliates earn money out of promoting the product. They are not merely talking good about it. Every affiliate find their own way. They either somebody shows you how to unpack, how to clean it, how to use its vacuum cleaner. So there are many ways one can really help the customer, and while doing it, they promote your product. So this also is again a data-driven analytics, because all these affiliates and the link that they get is again monitorable. So you as a businessman can monitor which affiliate is working well, which affiliate is non-productive, etc., who earns how much, etc. Benefit is it gives you wider reach. You are able to reach multiple people, cost-effective. Payment is only made when the shopping takes place, and therefore you leverage the followers of affiliate to reach those people. So you see, that's a business proposition. So now we understand the integration of e-commerce marketing strategies. How can you really integrate various e-commerce marketing strategies? We will be studying the e-commerce marketing strategies a little later, but overall, while you are on a stage of development of integrated marketing strategies, one has to consider holistic approach. Okay. Effective e-commerce marketing requires integrating all discussed strategy into a cohesive plan. So you see that SEO, SEM, influencer marketing, search engine, social media marketing, email marketing, they cannot operate individually with different goals and objectives, etc. They have to be part of the broader umbrella goal, umbrella objective, etc. They should be in fact enhancing it. They should be in fact making achievement of those goals and objectives possible. So that's the one thing. Other thing is the consistency. I have been earlier also emphasizing, merely creating property is not enough. Regularity at which you add valuable content, that is what is important. How can you create personalized experience? The individual visiting there, if he gets the feels that, you know, this has been created for me, here is something for me. So that's a kind of a creation of a personalized experience. Overall outcome should be well focused upon, which should be strategy enhanced online presence. Outcome wise, what is important, you should be visible at various touch points where consumers are often visiting. So your message should be in front of them. That message is developed in such a way that creatively he engages with your messages, and when found to be interested, he engages himself, and then his journey of purchase consideration starts. So this is what we are trying to understand, is how can you integrate overall your e-commerce marketing strategies. Characteristics of e-commerce marketing. So what defines? One has to understand what is e-commerce marketing. So characteristics wise, it is very, very targeted. Now, e-commerce marketing enables you to reach out to the highly potential targeted customer, including micro marketing customer targets. So you can really refine your search command demographically, geographically, characteristically, behaviorally, purchase pattern wise of the past, etc. Now, once you are able to do that, you are able to really focus onto one particular segment whose customer persona you know. So you are able to tailor your message. So here, personalized product recommendation based on your browsing history. You would have often noticed that based on your past browsing or current browsing that you get into, you suddenly start getting flooded with various recommendations around that. And it may remain there for a few days. Not that it is only at that time. Measurable. They are measurable. That's another characteristics. Every aspects of e-commerce marketing can be tracked and measured. Every aspects of e-commerce marketing can be tracked and measured. So key performance indicators such as conversion rate, click-through rate, okay, ROAS, runs on ad spend, etc., are closely monitorable. You get the update about the same. Now, the other part of this thing is, the other characteristic that we are looking for is the optimization. Now, data analytics that we are understanding, optimization is a resultant output. Like, you will come to know what is working for you. what is not working. The one which is not working for you can be modified, or budget can be shifted towards what is working. That is what optimization is all about. Interactiveness. They provide highly interactive platform. It's a two-way platform. Every digital marketing platform today have become kind of a two-way interaction platform. So therefore, they are able to create engaging conversation between the brand and the target prospects. You use whether social media, you can call for the reviews, you can call for feedback, etc. You can create a conversation, ask for the views, etc. So this is what builds a relationship with the customer. And this relationship is not a short-lived. It can translate into a loyalty-based relationship. Adaptability, ability to change. So flexibility is the crux of digital media today. And therefore, e-commerce marketing strategy is able to be very flexible based on real-time data output that you get. Marketers can respond to changing market conditions, consumer behavior, and new trends. Marketers can respond to changing market conditions, consumer behavior, and new change. So, as per the change happening, early days when we commit ourselves and artworks are sent and, you know, money is paid to the media, and if suddenly you notice a change, there used to be a lot of losses. Here, you immediately realize something is changing, for which you will have to address it. Maybe it calls for the new development or making minor modification to the current appeal, offer, etc. All is possible and releasable. You either shift the budget itself or release a new creative in the available other time of inserts, etc. Example, adjusting ad spends on or targeting parameter during a live campaign based on the real-time performance data that you're taking. That is what I told you. Cost effectiveness, better ROI. I have earlier also mentioned to you, though overall it may look heavy, but kind of reach that it offers you, the cost per reach itself is low. And if that is low, the subsequent cost like a reach per conversion and, you know, acquisition, etc., this cost tend to go down, and therefore better return on investment. And the one who starts following you, etc., now you have already acquired them. So cost of acquisition subsequently going down means your profitability of getting repeat business from them increases very much. So advantages, one is cost per reach, per acquisition, etc., I'm talking about, that tends to be going down vis-a-vis the conventional media. Okay, wastage reduction is minimized, optimization is achieved. So that's the advantage, being a cost effective. Enhanced customer experience. Today the most important characteristics, it offers a personal customer experience. They'll track your behavior, they track your purchasing pattern, etc. And using data analytics, they come out with better suggestions to you next time. And thereby you also feel that you have made a right purchase through that platform. Okay. And so you will, your trust will increase, you will repeatedly come here, and that will build the relationship and loyalty. So all other aspects of post-acquisition, etc., are turning in your favor, like conversion rate, satisfaction, etc. Building brand awareness and loyalty. This platform's e-commerce helps you with even this, you know, how creativity, the way of executions, the time of executions, etc., the kind of appeal, offer, the kind of personalization that you offer, all this will create a differentiation among the crowded market. Now even digital market, as they say, has become much crowded. So, and consistency of engagement, you will remain on the top of consumer's mind. And when you are on the top of consumer mind, next time when he is needing such things, your name will come and will be under consideration. It may not be that your name coming guarantees you the business, but you will be in the consideration set. Means your brand, your product versus other brand, other product. But if you are not in the top of mind, your brand will not be in the consideration state. So the natural derivative of it is being there and creating a repeated business opportunity, dialogue, interaction, giving the customer that feeling that, you know, you recognize the association, etc., will lead to relationship and the loyalty later on. So now we enter into types of e-commerce marketing, which is B2C, business to consumer. So we are now understanding various formats. So one is business to consumer, very clear. That particular e-commerce initiative, your kind of customers are the end users. They are the one who finally going to consume it. So Lay's from Pepsi does B2C because those who purchase wafer will consume it. Okay, there is another one which is, so in this particular B2C, you require heavy focus on customer persona, customer behavior, etc. You have to get into personalization, etc. You have to also create a campaign that will engage them, etc. And then other channels of marketing can also be applied. While it is B2B, it is business to business. As I told you, that you make a tire. Tire is not consumed directly by us. We buy car, we buy cycles, we buy scooters which has tire. So there is a tire manufacturer who is supplying tires to the car manufacturer, scooter manufacturer, cycle manufacturer. So relation between them is B2B. So in the B2B, it's like you have to search for original equipment manufacturer. Their business is not assured to you through the digital this thing, because in B2B the business is on cost ultimately. But rationalization, your product improvement, your corporate values and various things can be communicated so that the relation also with OEM customers can be built. They will know your value, okay, and you are able to then demonstrate to them your commitment, etc., so that overall they will feel that working with you gets them better return on investment. You can also demonstrate to them, okay, how you have helped them. So that's what B2B, C2C, customer to customer. Now that's another one which has come on. One customer connects to the other. So involves peer-to-peer sales facilitated by platforms like eBay, Amazon Marketplace, etc. It's a platform visibility which is, I have a particular product to sell, which is say like either used by me, now not required by me, etc. And I want to offer it to the other end user who wants to. So like I went on a hiking, that shoes that I purchased later on, that shoes are not utility to me. I knew that I'm not going to be at least in next 5 years going to go for another hiking. So I put it on C2C portal and sold it off. This platform provides an individual to sell goods from his end to the other end. But also important is today that homemakers and you know, you see that they also develop a kind of a goods, etc., and they want to sell it on. So this is all are the result of promotion of the C2C. There is another one which is not mentioned out here, D2C, direct to consumer. What has happened today is there are many many startups, okay. For example, for my hair care, I am using one herbal oil, hibiscus, a flower based oil. Now, if I go to the medical shop or this thing, it is not available. They directly sell to me. So they send me messages, WhatsApp offers. I have their websites. So various ways they connect with me and I order directly onto the manufacturer. That's a D2C. E-commerce marketing strategy. So now, strategic perspective we will see. This is not new. We have already like kind of covered. There are various strategy channel based that is available to you to increase your visibility, ultimately drive the traffic and conversion so that your sale is boosted. Objective is to create your overall e-commerce strategy, which is a culmination of a multiple channels, search engine marketing, social media marketing, email marketing, influencer marketing, affiliate marketing. All this culmination of it is your overall e-commerce marketing strategy. So there you have to achieve harmoniousness, you know, and they should multiply your effect. They should not just same conversation. If say for example in the print advertisement you introduce the product, in the digital you give them the experiential journey, and through other banners and all you encourage now call to action, etc. So that's how the e-commerce translates. So I'm not say going to get into telling you this and similar few aspects. We have already studied it as a separate chapter. So for example, search engine optimization, that is ensuring that you technically develop your portal in an organic manner to get organic traffic towards your digital property. That is possible through the crawlers who search for. Now, if they find your search engine optimization is good, you get higher visibility. So that is what I have told you. Content marketing, we have discussed what is content marketing, the strategies, etc. You have the types of various types of content platforms that is possible. The benefit also we have established that, you know, the content is to support your SEO initiative, and we have seen that aspects also as at that time. So content can really make or break, because today even for information search and all, customer go online. So how is your content is facilitating which query of your customer, and if once that gets satisfied, then only customer is able to move forward in his purchase journey. Pay-per-click, we have understood what is pay-per-click. Many social medias, many other or you know platforms offer you this pay-per-click advertising with the immense advantage of paying only for what you expected customer to do with your announcement, etc. So that only when the customer clicks it, etc., you pay for it. So it's also a cost economy for you. Email marketing, we have seen it is the most personalized one-to-one messaging possible to refine the content, okay, possible to create that personalization. So mini groups of homogeneous customers, and then send an exclusive offer. One group will not know what is offered to the other group. So likewise, you create a marketing possibilities for you. So engagement, etc., repeat purchase, information awareness, etc., mini segmentations and all can be done. So this is an advantage. Social media marketing, that is using various social media platforms by posting content, running ads, etc., creating a communication, creating an intra communication, etc. So you drive traffic, you create a relationship, loyalty, etc. So broadly, yes, social media we know is a community platform. It will make you community popular. So you have to not only look for creating a community, run it successfully. If you want to experience this, go to the Nestle site. As on my last review, there are at least 14 communities that they have created. So one has to understand by observing, seeking it. Social commerce, we have understood how social media can also become your buying platform or encouraging customer to buy through it, and which is essentially nothing but they through social media it takes the customer to your landing page, okay, or even within the social media you are allowed to check the product descriptions, etc., and order it. So even that is nowadays becoming possible. So Instagram based shopping, Facebook as a marketplace, so you do a shopping through marketplace, etc. So every now social media has started offering their own such platform through which also you can promote, you can sell your product. If you, those who are like homemaker, housemaker, backup owner, like ghar mein baithe baithe, there are many who become like that, they all gain out of it. So let's understand the challenges in e-commerce marketing. So what are the challenges? Continuous changing of consumer behavior. He is getting so many stimuli from both marketing communications and external environment. Now that may be changing his own thought process, and as a result his own preferences may be changing, and that needs to be understood. His behavior can change on preferences of the product, preferences of the channel, preferences of the brand, you know, various ways, the way to purchase, the way to make payment. Are you aware of it? Technological advancement, as I earlier also maintained, it is so rapidly changing. So you may plan something today, you may require a relook during the duration of the campaign itself. Algorithmic updates, each this search engine crawlers, etc., that owner, they get into continuous improvisation of the crawlers, algorithm, etc. So are you aware of it? Are you technically in sync with it? All those aspects needs to be seen in competitive landscape. So because now even that landscape has become very competitive, you have channel, you have possibilities in that. So now how you competitively have, you know, how you creatively visualize to create that differentiation. The moment that message is released, consumer will see, oh, there is something different, and therefore that engagement will start. So that's also another challenge of e-commerce marketing. Another one is a data privacy regulation. This is also a challenge, as well as you need to understand it as a standalone platform. GDPR is the regulation which governs protection of a data submitted to you by the consumer. Therefore, various organization has to have a specific devoted individual who looks at privacy protections, etc. Now, this is very, very crucial. Okay, it's only that probably today also still the way the permissions are taken and then what is happening is still not very transparent. But once you are caught onto it, nowadays you see that various regulations and various country, you know, governments are running behind this social media, you know, or owners like Meta and Google, etc. Idea is to bring a lot of transparency, stop misuse of consumer given data for your benefit. Okay, so this is what compliance is and all has to be followed. So there is a compliance officer for data, this thing every company should have. So he should ensure that for any of the campaign, for any other marketing opportunity, etc., you have neither used data which is not been opt-in data or you have not given this data access to somebody other who's trying to give you a major advertising business, etc. So various such things comes under it. I've already spoken. All is with the intention to have a transparency. So the people trust in the governance, people trust in your platform, etc. increase. So you should also, the platforms are also encouraged to be more and more transparent. So that's another reason. Sustainability and ethical practices. Today, every consumer is very keen that, you know, I give the best to my next generation because he is facing the wrath of the nature, various calamities, etc. So as a result, sustainable living has become a buzzword. So how you as a company convey to the customer that you also believe in sustained living, and therefore how are you participating, making your product, making your packaging, recyclability issues, if any, etc. You are doing it so that consumer will see you as a more concerned citizen of the world. That way, the brand positioning. Therefore, if you are able to really do sustainability related thing, you can create a differentiation by changing your brand positioning. So even many brands have gained out of it. Long-term value. What is required is ethical practices are not going to be short-term. It will not work. It has to be done and developed and consistently pursued, keeping the long-term perspective in mind. If you do not know, believe me, companies are not only today, even 5 years back, declared their intent by 2030, by 2035, we will be carbon neutral or we will be this thing. That itself shows you achieving that is not easy and therefore requires a sustained, committed, dedicated efforts. So that's what you also should facilitate. Otherwise, people will tomorrow forget you. Then we come to a technical understanding, website optimization for conversion. So optimization is the word means technical compatibility and content compatibility. That will only create an optimization, means appeal the visitors. So how do you do that? So first of all, consider developing a friendly design. Do not have a complicated sitemap. Allow easy jump from one point to the other point, which most intuitively at that point of time customer must be looking for, etc. He should not go many back pages to go back to the other search, etc. So all this thing is a user-friendly design perspective. Mobile optimization. We have studied during mobile strategy this thing that today now 70-80% of the sale, online sale, is happening through mobile smartphone. So in fact, as a result, even optimization is considered first for the mobile and then for the laptop and desktop. So this is a practice now becoming, as a regular practice. Content has to be visually appealing. Content has to be therefore visually powerful. It should be like something which is eye-catching, compelling, involving, etc. And therefore, ability of taking customer through that journey of shopping is very high. Conversion rate optimization, CRO, which is a smart move that you will have to have by implementing that earlier discussed A and B testing, clear call to action and simplified checkout processes to increase conversions. So this is how one can look for doing this aspect. Okay, so this is one has to understand that optimization of the website is the ultimate consideration, because that's where your conversion is going to happen. All other strategy and tactics link to various channels, that is SEM marketing, social media marketing, email marketing, are only facilitating bringing the traffic, bringing the prospective customers to your place from where the commercial transaction is going to happen, which is a website, and therefore that has to be most optimized, and that's where the conversion ratio matters. So with that, the critical aspect of course comes back as to leveraging SEO for traffic. We have studied this so at length, so I will just quickly touch base on that. One is a keyword optimization, means using right keywords, so for which you need to first determine the right keyword, and that right keyword should become part of your content in a smart manner so that algorithms track it, and when they find it logically used, the searchability, or rather your number, you will come higher on the search number. Regular updates, consistency, we have already studied earlier. Technical SEO, which is there is a technicality to the various pages been created, images been inserted, etc. The one who do not do technically sound website, you will be the biggest sufferer, because the algorithm will altogether ignore you. So if you were to develop your digital platform, ensure that technical SEO is also done. So technical compliance is also must. Backlink strategy, which is various forward backlinking you have to establish, which will drive people from other site to your site, etc. So that will really create a kind of, one is a traffic, but there is an authority that you will get. There is a trust that will come. So this is all about how do you leverage your SEO for traffic. Utilizing social media for engagement. So how can you utilize your social media for engagement? We have studied as such, but important aspect, I will still be touching it about. So it's like a selection of a platform. Now here, because we are learning e-commerce, so from that point of view, social media is a channel. So obviously the right platform, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, depending on the target audience, the content strategy we have already discussed, it has to be something which is what's in it for me, answers that, you know, kind of thing. Targeted advertising, in the sense you are able to really micro target your entire follower base. So with that, you reach out, you are able to not only create a different messages appealing to them, but you can even create personalized offer, etc. Keep it mutually exclusive and thereby gather more conversion rate. Analytics, social media, also platforms are all subject to various analytics. You have access to that. Once you study them in real time, do proper optimization, you will be able to maximize your return on investment. Implementing effective email marketing, we have earlier also said, where the list is very important. So list is, opt-in is a one method, or new customer where he is coming to buy directly from you and as a guest or whatever, and then you encourage him to give a opt-in of it, etc. Or you kind of encourage them with the discounts, etc. in exchange of they sign up and all. So idea is an opt-in should be driven. Then get into regular communication. So regularity can come in through newspaper, a newsletter, as they said, which is update. Like even I have subscribed to, say, Gillette newsletter since last so many, almost decade plus, where I get a new grooming tips, essentially. Sometime promotion, personalized offers, etc. So this is what we have earlier also seen about when we were studying the email marketing. Automation. Email today offers you a lot of tool that automates your email. Thank you, you don't have to worry about. So those who customer will give you an order. So automation. There are many where standard FAQs are also addressed. So you see that automation is possible. Engagement matrices are very, very clear. Analytics offer you. So things like open rate, conversion rate, etc. are possible to derive. Bounce rate, you know, unsubscribe rate, these are all matrices there. Offering promotion and discount. So here, overall in the e-commerce, what is important is essentially compelling the person to, at that particular point of time, when he is on your digital property and engaged, he should feel like getting into buying. So that's why things like limited period offer expires today, you know, like that. or 3 days of mega sale, etc. Fantastic discount, promotional thing, buy one, get one free, buy two, get one free, whatever. Okay, so, or some kind of a value add being provided to him. If he buys it, he gets this free, etc. So, that perspective has to be brought in. Obviously, today, as of now, also the free shipping and flexible return policy is still a buzzword among at least Indian consumers, and that should be respected and provided in your e-commerce, this thing. So, impact will be the boost in your sale. So, offsetting your variable cost, etc. And once people start coming in with the same customer, you are able to have a repurchase and customer lifetime value. If he's satisfied, he's the one who's going to be the word of mouth, etc. So that's why the promotion and discounts are very, very important. This promotion and discounts and all will get you the customer. Afterwards, how do you build the relationship and loyalty? So that's where various other ideas like referral bonuses or achieving certain value or volume, etc. You get better, providing exclusive offer, providing some exclusivity, so to say, so that customer will feel that, oh, I am special for this brand. So that kind of a perspective in all your scheme has to come in. Content marketing for brand authority, we have discussed content marketing detail, but channels in the content marketing tools like blogs, guides, etc., you know, video channels, etc., are all powerful content marketing tools that you have. Using SEO, you not only have an organic this thing, but when you follow the specific soft, say YouTube marketing or specifics of blog marketing, etc., you still get a leverage your ongoing SEO efforts. Consistency will come. Okay, thought leadership here, establishing the brand as an authority in its industry through insightful and relevant content. So establishing the brand as an authority means overall being insightful and relevant content provider. So that is what has to come out. Content distribution. Content distribution is like, if your overall content is powerful, possibility of being circulated is also high. Not only that, the same content can be adopted for various other channels. So like social media, email, etc. Keeping the heart of the content same, only the representation, execution, production is different, which is right for that respective channel. So that is also one powerful requirement. Coming to enhancing customer experience, how can you enhance the customer experience using e-commerce? So customer experience being very prime, access to your information should not be very complicated, should be made very facilitative kind of thing, should be not very restrictive, etc. Not being insistent on too much of an information to qualify, etc. Return policy is of course a boon. Like I tell you, like we are somehow tuned like this. One of the portal started charging me a fees, which I realized little later as to why I got late, you know, less money, etc. Citing that my repeat rates are, you know, higher. So, or return rates. Now, I was surprised, and return was due to their not providing me the right material every time. So, I discontinued. I wrote to them, I discontinued. Afterwards, there some logical mail came in wherein the feedback has to be given. Then some other mail which was like, you can make out case trying to see that you restart the purchase, etc. So, I wrote, you know, this thing. So, then that's the time somebody was actually on the other end was looking at it, and then I got a call and I was told, and then I'm told that they have discontinued that, so kindly feel free again. So then I gave one more try and I'm buying it occasionally. So right earlier, which was totally stopped policy, I have now become a open to that portal. So this is what streamlined checkouts, where how that entire after the order is put in the basket, many times you face a hassle, and that is more worrisome. You do not know whether your money is gone, whether your money is credited. So that entire the checkout process is to be error free, flawless. Personalization, create as much of personalization knowing their past history of shopping and way of purchase, etc. So their customer will feel that this commerce site is knowing me very well, knows my taste. You know, all those things has to be taken into account so that the customer will feel an urge to come back to you. utilizing data analytics, again, here you are the receiver of it. Okay, you are getting the data analytics. You have to also subscribe many times to get the advanced data analytics. All this is essentially to know entire interactive behavior of customer with your brand before purchase, during purchase, after purchase, etc. So get into that, use the data, identify ongoing trends through the other mediums, check whether that trend is addressed by you, and then how is customer responding to you. And based on that real-time data analytics, can you be adaptive? Can you be flexible to change? Decisions also by you should not be subjective. It should be driven by a data that speaks with you. It clearly tells you what is working, what is not working for you. So write and take a decision which is information-based. Get into more and more deeper insights about the customer. Real-time data is generated. You have now archived it. How much effort are you doing it to recall past data, see some trend, etc.? That is very important. Once you do it, you will be able to create an exclusive marketing offer which competition can't. And you are reaching to your mass customer and thereby constantly creating differentiation proposition, value. The customer will start believing you that you understand me better. That perception, if you create over your competition, you have won the battle. Investing in paid advertising, which is a pay-per-click and all that, we have seen it, where various platforms provide you that PPC campaign. That is one important thing, retargeting. Never lose a lost customer also, as they say. So how can you create a re-engagement with customer who's either buying very less occasional to who has discontinued purchase with you? So that also can be facilitated. Budget management, so allocating the ad spend based on performances of various platforms and your ability to maximize ROI will help you to really manage your budget appropriately, get you the best out of the money spent. Ad performance tracking, so there are many matrices. You should be one, I have earlier said, should be very clear how are you going to monitor the performance. So that has to be in place. See that analytics provides you this and convert into commercials. So things like cost per acquisition, cost per retention and blah, blah. That will give you the clarity as to whether your money is working for you, whether your online platform is working for you, whether your e-commerce strategy is working or not. Partnership and affiliation, so this is what we want to understand. Here, partnership with the other businesses or influencers to expand your reach. So here you create a gateway by which you allow others who have created their platform to promote certain perspective where your brand is logically linked, and therefore you allow them to include things related to you, for which you have to do nothing but essentially just give them an affiliation and a link which will track their affiliation-based behavior. This link, when they insert into their content, and if you see, so many times you would have seen a YouTube guy, they show you how to use iPhone appropriately, but they tell you to buy this through this link, or vacuum cleaner guy. And so they not only show you the correct and appropriate and multiple use of the product, but they encourage you to buy using a given link by them, telling you probably you get an exclusive offer and blah, blah. And then once you do that, he is rewarded with certain back-end commission. But he provides you as a brand an access to the follower base that he has at a very marginal cost. Marginal cost in the sense, only when sales is taking place through the link given to him, you are paying him. You can also therefore monitor their behavior. So that is what is possible for you. Because of that link that you have generated, you get an analytics of which performer is giving you what return, etc. Which, you know, influencer or affiliate giving you what results. So this is what is about affiliate marketing. So few pages, I am just quickly giving you a perspective about how Flipkart is used e-commerce marketing to their advantage. So start with the SEO. So when Flipkart came in, okay, they have ensured that technical SEO and other keyword SEOs, they came in much early, so they had a better idea about what word people are using to search and all. So they got into that. So they did strengthening of their SEO. So emphasis in long tail keyword. As the platform was also changing, they grabbed on to understand long tail. So here, like, it's not one word, but multiple words create a search. So that kind of thing. They made the entire digital platform mobile adaptable. So friendly design for the mobile, continuous optimization of website, making it dynamic, continuously changing, providing content consistently. Okay, so there was a refreshness to that. So everyone was inclined ke aaj naya kya hai, let me see. So likewise, they ensured that they draw the traffic, improved their online visibility, which led to acceptance of the platform as an e-commerce site and boosting sale. So that's what Flipkart has also used, email marketing, YouTube, etc. So here YouTube marketing that they have used for campaign like India ka fashion capital. So declared themselves as a place which is prime place and thereby captured the audience attention, compel them to come, keep coming regularly to see what is new today happening, what is trending in the fashion world. They will be the first one to declare and they will be the first one to offer kind of proposition that they're given. So people literally like ran behind it. Email strategy, with the opt-in, you have got the you know kind of permission that you use it to communicate, promote, offer exclusivity, etc. So therefore email has led to personalization campaign based on the purchase behavior that the algorithm was tracking, etc. And as a result, they were really able to strengthen the relationship and hence the loyalty and drive the repeat sale. So that's the email story of it. Affiliate and influencer marketing. So they have also created a balanced use of Alia Bhatt, star powers, various other, you know, celebrities and various other influencers. They've got them on board, use them for endorsement. They've got a lot of affiliates with the relevant product linkage. You know, the brand is naturally linked to them. They've encouraged many to become one on that, you know, platform. And thereby they created a large affiliation base. And when customer is searching and when customer is looking for information and everywhere you see that people are talking about Flipkart, etc. So that builds your perception, the prospective target customer's perception. The Flip Girl campaign successfully integrating celebrity endorsement and influencer marketing to drive sales as well as the brand awareness. So this is how they have done the difference. Customer engagement strategy, very powerful again, frequently bought together. So you will always find when you are searching for that, Flipkart Kidults campaign enhances the shopping experience by understanding customer preferences and behavior. So they really track what you are so far purchased, what you have been looking for, what you are currently looking for, and accordingly they propose you. It is besides the filter that they give you, but they really analytics is put in place. So they come out with a good idea for you. So this is what is the power of creating an engagement. So I would like to certainly see in the bottom also, is there any better bundle pack? Is there any other better offer for me from Flipkart? Psychological triggers, they got into a lot of storytelling. They got into gamification of their digital property, communication, especially advertising, sponsored ads, etc. Influencers creating kind of an engagement. So all that led to kind of psychologically people start believing that, yeah, it's an emerging challenger in the field of e-commerce and trustworthy as it is from India and many things they draw. So psychologically they created an influence in their favor. They built a lot of loyalty. They offer like scratch cards. They offer point exchange. They offer various other exclusive offers, etc. So all those things makes you come back again and again. So that's the power of it. So what are going to be the future trends when it comes to e-commerce? So Flipkart uses the VR technology now. Okay, in the Big Billion Days sale, it's their proprietary fixed period during which they are bound to announce that. Now, by doing this virtual reality, etc., they are making customer first is notice, get involved, get engaged, and then get into conversion. Interaction based conversion. So AI driven personalization is also now put in place so that you will get something which is really attracted to you. You are searching for it in the open domain. So even that is extracted and then they start proposing you. So for example, earlier gardening related thing I was to buy from that local nursery. And one day, fine day, I have started bought certain things from one particular website. But now whether I go to Flipkart, I go to other, especially Flipkart, I started seeing gardening based suggestions. Now I have not bought anything from the Flipkart on gardening, but somewhere they have tracked my external environment based searches, etc. And they continuously adopt to the newer trend which is happening in the market. Okay. They are always proactive. They adopt to the newer technology. They adopt to the changing consumer behavior. And they come out with the solution so that customers do not want to leave them. So ongoing focus on innovativeness, okay, and then keeping customer in the center. That's what has created a kind of an engaging relationship, which is very dynamic, alive, so to say. That alive word is a more important thing. They constantly get into their site optimization, SEO modification, search engine marketing, etc., and create a kind of a required experience for the customer. So with this, we complete this chapter, friends. Thank you.